Klingon word from the word.
Lat dach tach nech och chach den shudbash. Chija den ark fine shudbash. Sweeter jet than honey, jet the extract vot the honeycomb. More to be desired are they than gold, yes, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the extract of the honeycomb. That's how the psalmist describes God's word, as a wonderful golden treasure. But here's the thing about gold. There's only so much. That's one of the reasons it is so valuable. Even if you had a gold mine, you'd eventually dig it all out, use it up, and then you'd have no more. Scripture's not like that. Across the centuries, it is a mine filled with wealth that never has and never will run out. Sometimes we might fail to dig in, but that doesn't mean the word has come up empty. It's a joy to discover how many believers over the years have gone deep into this treasury and given us sermons, commentaries, devotionals, and more, works that empower us to reflect on the word and act on it. One of the delights of our day and age is how many of those treasures, especially classics, are available online to anyone with a web browser. Take a look, for example, at the Crosswire Bible Society's pages at www.crosswire.org, where you'll find online tools as well as free downloads that give you a fantastic library for Bible study, a bounty of biblical translations, commentaries, cross-references, and more. John Gill says about this verse, "This refers to all the truths in the Word of God, to all the doctrines of the gospel, which by good men are more desirable and by them more prized in value than all worldly riches and treasure." What is gold to you? What do you treasure? The Hebrew word here is zahab, from an unused root meaning to shimmer, and appears more than 300 times in the Bible. Here I've rendered as, in Klingon, as shud bash, for yellow metal. Though in Klingon the word shud means green, blue, and yellow. And it's also a verb, to gamble. So maybe a gambling metal isn't a bad word to use for gold. We don't really know, in the future depicted by Star Trek, exactly what is valuable. Gold appears to be useful for scientific and decorative purposes, but has no intrinsic value due to rarity. Gold-pressed platinum, on the other hand, is valuable as it can't be replicated. It appears to be the token of value that replaces gold among the Federation and other future societies. But the truth the Bible points to us again and again is that wealth is far more than material treasure. Jesus tells us, "Ach le dungvad tlich e treasures dach chal, nuktach robe moth, robe rust consumed, jet nuktach hedjwi pu, yemev rover jet steel, vad nuktach lij treasure rach, pat lij tich ditchdach tach je. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consume, and where thieves don't break through and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." If you're looking for treasure, look no further than God's Word. Make it part of your everyday routine. Something I've been using lately is the website www.oneyearbibleonline.com, where I can print out a daily reading that I can carry with me. It's a great way to keep on track with my Read Through the Bible plan. They've got links and plans there to set your pace to keep reading through the scriptures, as well as links to many different translations. Give it a try. You might find it a terrific way to discover new treasures. Lat dach tach nech och chach den shud bash, chicha den ak fine shud bash. Sweeter jet than honey, jet the extract vo the honeycomb. More to be desired are they than gold, yes, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the extract of the honeycomb. The word is sweet. The word is rich. Dig into it today. This has been Joel Anderson with another Klingon word from the Word. For more about the Klingon language version and links to previous shows, please check out KlingonWord.org. There you'll also find links to daily scripture readings from The Whole Truth and Verbum Domini. Thanks for listening.